Ah, crystal clear. No problem at all on my my original 7250 with a big external speaker on it. Big eight inch full range speaker, so everything sounds real good. I got a little filter on there too. It takes out some of the high end, you know, the pops and hisses that you know, for people that crawl up on the mic too much, you know. So no, it sounds just perfect. But yeah, that's why I gave Al a call, just because it was sprinkling here. You know, it was nice in the earlier part of the day. Then some big clouds came rolling in, and it sprinkled here a little bit. A lot of thunder, you know, and I could hear it down there south and east of me in my Rita Ranch Vale, you know, part of southeast Tucson. So it prompted me to give Al a call. And, yeah, I heard you and Jimmy talking a little bit. I know Jimmy said that they had a ton of rain down his way. And I heard you saying that it was raining quite a bit up there at St. John's, you know. So, not a good deal on that. It's, yeah, looking out the window now, I don't even see overcast. It's maybe a couple of little wispy clouds. But wish it would rain more down this way. We surely need it also. You know, so I know, this morning I was out and it's 90 on the patio, and that was about a half hour ago, you know, so, well, okay, good enough, I'll leave it on this one. Got some computer work to do, I got to paint some furniture, so I'll take it outside and do that, and I'll keep an ear on this one and see who pops in there. So with that KE6GVK, good deal. You feeling okay? By the way, I haven't talked medical with you. I know you had some issues. I sure did. I've been okay. I had valley fever for a while, but it pretty much subsided. Still taking an antifungal for that. But no cough, no wheeze, you know. White blood count, blah, 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 all that stuff is pretty much back to normal. So just got to watch my A1C, you know. Otherwise, everything's fine on this side. How you been feeling? Go ahead.
Node 1004, disconnected.
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. I had my surgery. I don't know if we talked about that before or whatever, but I had the surgery. I can't even remember when I had that surgery. How funny is that? I think it was either the last year or this year. I can't remember. Anyway, I had the surgery. That's done. Parathyroid, they pulled out the thing. It was benign, which is great. I did have a cyst on my back, and they had to remove that. Just recently was on antibiotics for that. Feel a lot better. Like I said, not much going on. Pretty healthy, far as I know. As the doctor tells me, I am a little overweight, but maybe during the summertime here, I'll lose a little bit. I got a few things I need to teach Zach before he goes on and travels and does whatever he's going to do. Gonna teach him how to drive. You know, he's gonna learn how to drive a stick because that's the only thing I have for him to drive. So, yeah. I'm not too sure yet. It's up in the air. I might sell my repeater to get Zach a car. It's up in the air right now. I don't really know what I want to do with that. No one uses the repeater in town except for me. I use the repeater like right now. I'm talking on it. So I use the repeater a lot, but I can move my stuff over to a hotspot. And I'm trying to kind of wiggle backwards in time a little bit for amateur radio. I'm burned out. I went gung-ho into it many years ago, and I think it's a little much. So anyway, yeah, I'm trying to wiggle back from it, but I still want to be in communications with people. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's up in the air. I know I can get a pretty penny for the machine. It's T-Star and analog, so that's about it. That's all I got going on.
Node 1. four.
Yeah, okay.
Nine,
no, I know. I know that guy. It was just interest change.
Node,
you know, I'm in my ham radio.
Nine, eight,
was in
four,
the radio,
two,
you know, here.
Time out.